The city of Salisbury is seeking enabling legislation in Annapolis that would allow it to provide tax breaks for downtown residential development. This is Don Rush. It's called the Horizon Program for Hotel or Residential Incentive Zone. The aim is to develop residential housing around the downtown area. Greg Bassett is editor and general manager of the Salisbury Independent.
Yeah, the city has already approved this measure, and the idea is that the next step in developing downtown Salisbury is to get residential housing in place in downtown. So, you know, it certainly has a business function now. Restaurants have been added. There's some, you know, minor boutique-type retail. But the next step is residential, and there are between five and seven big projects in the pipeline, all in the range of up to $10 million and more. And the developers are hoping for some sort of a tax abatement for the beginning years of their projects to make it more financially manageable. So the idea would be that they would get a break on the property taxes for the first years that the project's in place. Then they would begin paying taxes. They would pay the back taxes. And also that by having residents downtown, the city and the county would benefit through those people spending money in downtown, in the restaurants and whatever else develops here. So the idea now that the idea of having, you know, the whole beds and heads downtown model is where the city is trying to go.
Is there any sense that outside of spending money in downtown that these people would actually work in downtown?
Now, what we're seeing is that the way things are changing in the world and that everyone isn't as inclined to own a home anymore and have a yard. You know, they like the idea of an urban environment where they don't have to take care of things, but they're content to rent and have the freedom to move about. So there is a big rental project that's being rented out right now, the Powell Building. The old big warehouse building in downtown Salisbury, and it's just amazing. It really is. In fact, it's almost completely rented out from what I've heard. So there is a model for some of this to work. The poster child for this is the Ross. Now, the Ross is down on East Main Street, kind of down the hill from the courthouse, and the plan there is to build sort of a high-rise building with 79 apartments, 12 stories, 165-foot structure. With 79 apartments. They've kept part of the facade of two of the historic buildings there to merge in with the construction. The business model for that project, the developer's name is Nick Simpson. It's relying on Salisbury University students, which has caught a lot of people's attention because of that. And it's just a very ambitious project for Salisbury. So right now there's a big hole there, a big pile of dirt, a hole in dirt. And as I described in my story, there's a hole in the center of Salisbury. And Nick has stopped construction, awaiting the result of this tax abatement. Right now, enabling legislation for the measure is before the General Assembly. It's expected to pass. Then the city will almost certainly implement it for its taxes. The question next is, will the county follow along? Will they also perhaps forego some of their taxes? The tax rates are about the same. So there would be significant savings for these developers if they were able to get both a city and county tax abatement.
In our next segment, we talk with Bassett about the reluctance of some on the county council to look favorably on such a tax program. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.